From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Rush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles singer-songwriter Brandon McHose and his latest CD, Token. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Brandon McHose has just released his latest CD, Token, and with this release, the singer-songwriter says that he has balanced his songwriting side with his guitar-playing side in the same way that John Mayer did with his album, Continuum. But in McHose's case, the results are less phlegmy and a lot more impressive. I had a chance to speak with McHose regarding his new album, and you'll get to hear all that in just a few minutes. Here is Brandon with the title track of his latest CD, Token. We'll be right back. That was Brandon McHose with the title track of his latest CD, Token. Visit Brandon at his official website, www.brandonmchose.com. I had a chance to speak with Brandon about the new album, and here's how it went.
Well, Brandon, you've got a great CD out, and now that it's out there for people to hear and all the work that has gone into making it is behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
I feel really great about the end result. It was getting across a lot of the things that I wanted to get across, which was, you know, being a guitar player and a singer-songwriter, not just one of the three. You know, a lot of records have so much guitar on there. If it features a guitar player, or, you know, if it's a vocalist, features so much vocal. I was just glad that we had an even balance. I would have liked more guitar stuff, but I think overall I was really happy with the way things turned out.
And who did you work with in terms of production?
Well, Ramos was the guy that I teamed up with to produce it. He's been in a few projects that would be notable. He was John Mellencamp's keyboarder.
Oh, okay.
He also does the Los Lonely Boys, and way back in the day, he was the Bodine's keyboarder as well. The drummer that I picked up was the ex-drummer for Seal. His name's Rami Antone, and I really enjoyed working with him. He had really incredible snare chops, so it was just kind of fun to work with a drummer who had such a specialty on even just one drum, but as an overall player, obviously, it was just very interesting hearing his takes on things, and I really went with it because I wanted it to sound different, yet contemporary, and I thought with the team that I'd put on the CD, we could accomplish that. There was another really great bass player on there named Chris Marsh, and he plays quite a bit of bands in Austin. Eric Johnson would be one of his main gigs.
I see.
And I really enjoyed playing with all those guys.
And talk about how music began for you as an individual. How did that start?
You know, it's funny. I was watching VH1 when I was in, like, fourth grade, and I saw... It turned out to be the Eagles that were on some video, but it was Joe Walsh hopping around with his guitar, and I asked my dad who that guy was, because I thought it was so funny, and they were playing Take It Easy, and it was the live VH1 Hell Freezes Over take, and I was just like, I have to play guitar. That guy is awesome, and he just looked like he was having a blast, and my dad had a guitar he used to play. He had a 74 Les Paul sitting in the basement that ended up to be the one that I still play today. And that's really where it started. My dad had a lot to do with bringing me to different genres of music, the classic rocks and such like that. And it stretched my ears, and it really began in middle school, I guess, to answer your question.
I see. And the Eagles are kind of an interesting launching ground. Where did it go from there in terms of artists that you grew to appreciate?
You know, literally immediately it went to Eric Clapton, and then I had my Jimi Hendrix phase, and then I would just pretty much, I'd get on something for a few weeks and then move off it. One thing when I was studying people, I'm still like this, I never want to study them too much because I don't want to start sounding like them. But I think sometimes it's dangerous if you can't put down somebody that you're listening to. It'll start literally sounding like that. But, you know, I went to Leo Kottke, James Taylor, Stephen Stills. I was really into the acoustic guitar playing for a long time. Still am. And I would study some of those players quite a bit. Of course, I had my Aerosmith and AC/DC phase, just like every other guitar player probably, but once I'd gotten down to Texas, I'd started listening to more country rock guitar players, and from there it just kind of goes any direction that sounds good, right?
I see. And earlier in the interview you said, you know, with this album you wanted to sort of balance the singer-songwriter out with the guitar player in you. At what point did songwriting begin for you? I mean, after studying all these great guitarists?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. It was in high school that I kind of had figured out that I should be writing some stuff. I wasn't in the high school choir or high school band or anything, but, you know, I kept thinking, yeah, I should probably start singing, you know, and writing some stuff and seeing what I can come up with. And it was probably my junior year that I actually started understanding the structure of writing songs to the point where I could write three or four. So I would cut some demos, you know, really cheap demos, four or five tracks, you know, junior and senior year of high school. And that's where the songwriting really began. And from there, you know, now I write all sorts of stuff.
And explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process. How do you go about it?
Yeah, that's another good question. Usually every song that I've ever written would come on guitar first. It's very rare for me to ever write a song lyrics first. I kind of get an emotion from a song, and then it takes it from there. A lot of times, you can just take a thought and run with it, and sometimes it's just telling a story, or sometimes you're telling things more through analogies and metaphors. But like I said, usually it's the music first for me. I have written a few songs. There's a song on the Token album called Life Eclipse where it was pretty much lyrics out the door, and I just put music to it, and it was kind of like that. There was another song like that too, Crazy Woman. It was on my first album where, you know, I was just talking about this crazy neighbor I had in West Austin, and that took like 15 minutes to write, and, you know, the fun part was putting music to it that, you know, matched the tone of the song, you know, the real twangy but not country, just, you know, almost like bayou blues but more fun, you know what I mean? So I usually just, you know, try to get the thought from the guitar and go from there.
Visit Brandon at his official website, www.brandonmchose.com. From his previous album, here is Brandon McHose with Crazy Woman.
This crazy woman, she lives next door. Sleep at night till I double lock all my doors. I don't need these damn troubles anymore. Gonna go inside, sit down, and strum my chords. Every day and every night I come home, she's like a little dog just waiting. Crazy woman is always on the roam. Run inside, hit the floor, and grab the emergency phone. She drinks all night and day. Makes me wonder what she will say. When the time comes, she speaks. She starts confessing her love to me. Oh no. Sleeps. I can hear the shadows, the whispers, the tears, and the weeps. Long after midnight, she's howling in her sleep. Crazy woman, can't you just rest in peace? She drinks all night and day while she waits at home for her prey. When her hunger starts to feed, starts chasing right after me. This crazy woman, she lives next door. I can't take these attacks anymore. Soon enough, restraining order. But next time she comes knocking, I won't be at the door no more.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush will return in just a moment.
Sometimes I call my
Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Jane Badler, and her intoxicating forthcoming CD, Tears Again, featuring the band Sir. This time around, Jane gets down and dirty as only the legendary sci-fi vixen can, with a sinewy collection of edgy, witty songs that take the listener on a journey through that disaster area called romantic love. With tracks such as Four Corners, Men Who Lie, and I Don't Trust Women, and the slinky first single, The Wrong People, love and life never sounded more chaotic, or this sexy. Jane Badler, Tears Again, Rockwired's Artist of the Month. Visit Jane at myspace.com/JaneBadler.
Sometimes I wonder why I just don't.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and we're giving it up for singer-songwriter Brandon McHose and his latest CD, Token. I had a chance to speak with him regarding his latest album, and here's how it went.
How do you think this album is different from previous releases? What's different this time around?
I think the overall mix was... It was the first time that I'd recorded something where I felt the mix of the record felt like something that I would have produced. Stuff I had recorded prior, I don't want to say it sounded dated, but it didn't have that same mix that the Token CD has, where it feels more, I guess, radio ready, or maybe that's the wrong word, but more 2008, 2010 contempt. And I think some of my other stuff got splashed a little bit with reverb in places that sometimes makes it sound a little more, I wouldn't say classic rock, but just a little older.
I see. And from this new album, what songs resonate for you the most and why?
Just For Me. I think it's track 10, I believe. That was a song that I've always really enjoyed because I felt lyrically I paralleled my guitar. I thought, at that point when I'd written that song, that I had done just as much on guitar that I wanted to accomplish as I did with my lyrics and vocals. And another one, I really liked the song Token. And I think Heart for Duty, that was a great one for me to write. Because it was a song about the personal side of war. It had nothing to do with politics. And I thought that was a good take on things. A lot of people get caught in blame games. And I felt that my guitar riff there really matched the mood of the song. That's usually how I base what resonates with me, is that I feel that the playing and the music matched the lyrics.
I see. And talk about live shows. Are you doing live shows with the guys you assembled for the recording, or is it different?
No, I definitely have. It just depends where I'm at. Currently I'm in Chicago right now. When I'm in Austin, I can absolutely utilize those guys to play shows. And for bigger shows, I'll use them as well. I've always had two or three drummers, two or three bass players, a couple extra guitar players and keyboarders. especially the way the Austin music scene was working. So many guys have so many gigs a week, you have to learn to pool people together and then pick your big show that you really want to promote and, you know, like I said, put your A team on. But yes, absolutely. Everybody I've ever recorded with has been a part of my live show at least a few times.
From the time that you decided to pick up the guitar up until now, what has been the biggest surprise for you musically?
Probably just the genres I've ended up listening to, because I'm paying more attention to the musicality of things. I never saw myself when I was younger ever listening to country music, and I don't listen to it a ton per se, but that's one of the biggest surprises to me, was that it stretched my ears to the point where things that used to drive me to turn off something didn't bother me anymore because I was listening to other things within the recording.
And I know this is probably a little too soon to be asking this with the release of this new album, but what do you think is next for you musically?
I would like to see myself by January, going, you know, January, February, anytime first quarter next year, going on a well-funded, maybe sponsored tour, whether you're opening or headlining. I just want it well promoted and done right and playing to new audiences. Really the key with me and my happiness is playing live. You can throw me in a recording studio, you know, all you want, but that's not actually going to make me that happy compared to going out and playing. The reason for that is the live show, I really get a let loose, and it's like freeing me up that I can't do in the studio.
And what would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this album?
When they hear the album, I want them to understand that there's no cliche guitar playing, as well as the fact that the songwriting meant something and it wasn't shallow. You know, if somebody hears my album, I want it to move them like it moved me. It doesn't have to be in the same way, but I'd like them to take away as much, either musically or lyrically, just the feeling that I get when I'm writing those songs. I'd love, you know, other people to have that as well.
Visit Brandon at his official website, www.brandonmcose.com. From his latest CD, Token, here is Brandon McCose once more with Just For Me.
Dropped right at my feet. A look of surprise, I thought, why? But it vanished before I could see. Next I know it all started to show. This day was gonna be for me. Cause today, can't you see? Things are going great for me. There's nowhere I'd rather be. Something great's been given for me. Just for me. A woman comes to my door and said it's time to work no more. And when her fingers touch my face, all my words no longer chased. Standing confused, I had nothing to lose. My mind was in a better place. I cried in her arms with tears that can warm, standing in a state of grace. Cause today, can't you see? Things are going great for me. There's nowhere
Going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Brandon McHose for his time and his music, and to Chip Schutzman and Nicole Peters of Miles High Productions. Visit Brandon at his official website, www.brandonmchose.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush. Remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.